You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't mean this as an insult. Sean will take it as an insult, but he's about to do his Cinco de Five-O. And we have almost worked together for 2 years now, this Evan and Tiki program, and I find Sean at times to be very predictable. So I'm going to predict his Cinco de Five-O. And I have no idea what it is. I haven't seen any papers. I haven't looked at any graphic on SNY. I have no idea. But my prediction, Tiki, is it's going to be like the five best 4th of July food items that need to be on your barbecue.
Well, I don't know. He came in and said, Evan, it's your last moments of radio for 2 weeks.
I'll be doing the Rico. That doesn't
maybe
count.
He's going to be, that's podcast. Maybe right. He's going to say the five best things Evan's going to see or experience
no
in
shot.
Europe.
He couldn't even name five things.
Could you?
give me a couple hours. Am I right about my prediction?
No, it's actually the five reasons this show will be the best the next 2 weeks. No, I'm just kidding.
Evan's not here. Evan's not here.
You're close. Right sniff test, wrong smell.
Well, just give it to us then. We can't wait.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. I'm here to give you the five best parts of the 4th of July.
I mean, on the right side.
Yeah, you're in the right ballpark.
Three-fifths are going to be food.
I like this one better, though.
Three-fifths are going to be food.
Here we go!
Number five.
Wiffle ball. Oh. Much like your turkey bowl games on Thanksgiving morning, playing some football, wiffle ball is very traditional on the 4th of July for many people, wherever they are, whether you play morning, afternoon, night. I'm getting ready to twirl four scoreless tomorrow. Big wiffle ball hit.
Wiffle ball?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Mm. The best part about wiffle ball on 4th of July is that you play well, you start to think, I could do this. Why can't I be a major leaguer?
I had to dip my arm in ice for 3 weeks after the 4th of July last year. All right, here we go.
Number four.
It's the water. I don't care if you're going to a pool party, lake party, beaches, going down to the shore.
That should be higher.
Oh, it's a day to be submerged in water.
That should be higher.
Yeah.
Probably should be. Especially because it's going to be amazing tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be amazing all weekend. We've earned it. Here we go.
Number three.
No rules apply to cocktails. You want to have one at 9 a.m.? You want to have one at 11 p.m.? All day, every hour, drink as much as you want safely. Make sure you're getting home safely. But no rules apply to cocktails.
There are very few days that fit that. Like, even New Year's Eve doesn't fit that. Like, New Year's Eve doesn't start till like 6 o'clock.
Right,
right.
But there are certain days, like Thanksgiving morning, 4th of July, where the party begins whenever.
Exactly. All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's the fireworks. And I don't care if you're going to a real show, some kind of fake street show. The magic in the sky at 9 p.m., when accompanied with the right playlist, a little Ray Charles, it'll bring a tear to your eye if you take time to soak it in.
See? You went big time with Ray Charles. Oh, America the Beautiful.
Yeah. Almost fist-fought my brother-in-law over the playlist last year during the fireworks.
I loved fireworks. I'm kind of over it.
No, man. So You're right.
That's because you go every other firework day because Jet wants to see it.
Oh, that's true.
I'm shocked with you, Evan.
Aren't the Mets having a firework night today?
I think they are. I think one of their makeups for a previous canceled one because of rain is actually tonight. When I heard it, I was like, oh, great.
Weren't you also going to that game, too?
The one that was canceled? I don't think that one I was going to.
But you did go to one earlier.
I did, yeah. They had a firework night earlier this season. It was the game that started the losing streak, if memory serves correct. I think that
number
was
number one.
I mean, I wasn't done my thought, but okay. Number one.
What was the rest of your thought with fireworks?
The thought on the fireworks is, yeah, you see them a lot all the time. But if you take the time on the 4th of July, kind of like when the ball drops at New Year's and you just take, well, okay, another year has passed. You look up in the sky and you listen to the right music.
Yeah, but
and you hit that, like, wow, this is America, you know?
But if you're going to do 4th of July fireworks, you got to do it with thought. You can't just be like,
random stuff flying up in the air.
I agree. No,
it's got to be planned out.
Yeah, there's got to be a certain order put in, depending on what. Absolutely.
I'm just scared of fireworks, like doing it myself. The JPP thing really scarred me, even though I wasn't involved. I don't want to be near a firework.
You have to be a real moron. With all due respect to JPP.
Right. What does that mean?
Like,
to get injured?
An extended lighter. If it doesn't light, walk away for 20 minutes. Yeah. Do not fool around with that thing. All right.
Number one.
No, you never did number two.
That was number two, that the fireworks. Two. Oh, I'm going to revisit the list. Five was Wiffle Ball. Four was the water. Three were No Rules Apply to Cocktails.
You're right.
Number two is fireworks.
Gotcha. Number one.
And here we go again with number one. It's hot dogs all day with different condiments.
Wow, only one fifth.
Ketchup, coleslaw, taco dip. Have the hot dog in different variations. Slap it inside your cheeks and have a day.
No.
What do you mean no?
Just mustard.
That's it. Tiki's right.
No. You change up the taste.
No, you change up the beer. You eat the same hot dog, Tiki. You have different beer.
Tiki, you ever have taco dip at a 4th of July party?
No, it sounds disgusting.
It's delicious. Let that get a little congealed, sweat a little bit of the cheese. Now put on the hot dog, chili dog. Bang. Have a good day. By the way, Evan, thank you for Cinco. I'm very disappointed. Tomorrow is America's birthday.
Yes.
You haven't said happy birthday to something very special in your life today.
On July 3rd?
Yep. 40th birthday.
The 40th birthday, so 40 years ago, was 1985.
It's actually disgusting that you haven't wished.
Is that the Crazy Met Brave game?
No.
That was 4th of July.
It's happy 40th birthday to the premiere of Back to the Future.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
40 years ago today.
Is it was right? July 3rd, 1985.
That's a random.
Correct.
Day.
It's been everywhere online today.
That's
40th
something
birthday.
For Jet to celebrate, because that's his favorite movie of all time.
Oh, I thought you shared that with him. I'm sorry.
I love Back to the Future. Do not get me wrong. It's a top 10 movie of all time.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite. My favorite of all time is Planet of the Apes.
Sure. But top three? Mm. I mean, I feel like you've always talked Back to the Future.
It's definitely top 10. Is it top three? I got to think about that.
Okay.
I don't know if it's top three. It's definitely top 10, though. You're right about that.
I would guess not top three.
Well, here's
top three is hard.
Yeah, top three is a very tough nut to crack.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, it's funny. So, Jet loves Back to the Future. 2 years in a row, he's dressed up as Marty McFly.
Mm-hmm.
He says to me the other night, because he was watching the Minecraft movie for the 12th time.
Ah.
He said, I think this may pass Back to the Future.
Whoa.
And what I said to him was, you got to give it time. The Minecraft movie is still new. Like, 5 years from now, get back to me. Because a new movie eclipsing your favorite movie that you've watched 150 times over years, like, that's almost a cheat code.
Right.
It's got to stand the test of time.
I agree with you. Well, let Jet know he missed a good birthday shout-out.
All right. Thank you very much. He's actually set up shop in Tiki's office today. He was reading, then he was playing with his cousins.
He needed to talk to his cousins, and we were being too loud for him.
Yes, yes, he said, you guys are too loud for us. Can I have my own space? And Tiki volunteered his office. Real quick, because this is a tradition, even though we missed it yesterday, we like to ask our dear friend Sal Licata, the only regular at WFAN, who's actually working on the 4th of July.
God bless him.
I mean, God bless Sal. Everyone else has some lame excuse. Me, I'm going to Europe. Right. Who cares?
Bless his soul. I mean that in a southern way.
Bless his soul. But we always ask Sal Licata, is the NL East over? And we did that again today.
Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
Dude, I can't get past the bucket hat. Why are you wearing that thing today?
For good luck.
No, it's not over.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right.
Well, that sounded...
Depressed.
Sounds like a guy excited to work tomorrow.
All right. No, it's not over. Get out of
sounds
my
like
face.
Sounds like I just did 4 hours solo.
I think Sal probably on the schedule thought, this is great. 4th of July, I'll go to the Met game. I'll do a Mets-Yankees show, mm-hmm. right? And it sounded great in theory, which, trust me, it does.
Right.
Then the Mets suck for 3 weeks.
Right, and then the Yankees start
sucking. And the Yankees suck for multiple weeks. And now Sal's like, what am I doing? And I'll give you this comp.
And we don't even know who's pitching.
We still have they announced a starter for tomorrow yet,
Sean?
How
is that possible? They somehow, all these clips have come out, and I have not seen that. I have not
has
seen
Has anyone
that.
Even asked?
It may have been asked. I didn't listen to the
well,
press conference.
Well, you know what? They're
entirety.
Probably so deep into the injury with Nunez that they're not even thinking about.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I might have missed this, but I have been refreshing everything I have not seen.
All right. Well, as of right now, the Mets don't have a starter because Paul Blackburn's going on the IL. But I did think about this Subway Series in terms of the lack of hype it's facing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a few things that are going on here. Number one, 4th of July does not help. For most people, it's just a big weekend. And while baseball's a part of it, it's kind of the background.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a lot of hype for it because of that.
Even if it's on, you're not as dialed in or paying attention just because there's other things going on.
Yeah, and a lot of people leave town. A lot
and
of people leave
and it's
on
a beautiful week. Yeah, exactly. It's a beautiful weekend. People are going to want to be outside.
That's number one. Number 100%. Two, the teams aren't playing well.
Yeah.
And that's not new to the Subway Series. I mean, we've had this before. Think back to 2023 when the Mets were under 500 and the Yankees were kind of finagling along. They ended up obviously missing the playoffs that year. The same thing happened. But I want to give you a comp, and this is going to make Tiki and Sean so happy. They're going to love this comp because my Subway Series comp is not a comp to another Subway Series.
Hmm.
It's a football comp.
I like it.
It's a football comp.
I know where he's going.
Now, it's not late in the season like this one was, but this kind of reminds me of 2011 Giants Jets. Is that what you thought I was going to say?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Mm. Here's why I feel that comp. Now, granted, again, late in the season, playoffs on the line, I totally get it. That part's different. The Jets and the Giants going into that week were flawed teams who had a shot to make the playoffs and go on a run. Like, the Jets, remember, had been to back-to-back championship games.
Right.
So as a Jet fan, my attitude was, right or wrong, just make the playoffs. We'll get back to the title game. Like, well, no problem. You're a Giant fan. You saw Eli lead you to a Super Bowl only 4 years earlier. So going into that game, we knew we were flawed. We were mad at our own team. Like, trust me, it wasn't all positive.
Right, both teams.
But we all thought in the back of our mind, just get this, go on a run, and anything can happen. And we all obviously know what did happen. The Giants won the game. Victor Cruz is still running, obviously. And then the Giants went out and won a Super Bowl. The Jets have been nowhere close since. But that game kind of feels like this. Like, here, we got two teams that are good. They're not playing well, but we deep down think, boy, if we can just get hot at the right time, why can't we win the World Series?
The Jets made the playoffs that year?
No.
The year before.
You being a jerk right now, or what?
Was the last year that they made the playoffs? Am I doing the math right?
You are right. Are you being a jerk right now?
No, I'm just trying to remember.
Sean, do you think Tiki's being a jerk right now, or is he asking?
I think he's actually generally asking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I was trying to think of a year. 2009.
That they last made the playoffs.
Okay.
2010.
I'll spell it out for you, because it's all vivid in my head. 2009, they got into the playoffs because of the Curtis Painter, you know,
hey, we got to protect our undefeated season Colt thing. Yes.
Or we don't care about the undefeated season Colt thing. Make the playoffs, beat the Bengals on Sunday night, close down Giant Stadium in style, win a couple of playoff games, lose to the Colts in the AFC title game. That is 9 January 2010.
Yeah.
The following year, legitimately good year. Like, just a flat-out good team. Make the playoffs, beat the Patriots in Foxborough, can't wait.
Right.
Lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Because that was the last time you'd beaten the Patriots until you just did it, right?
That is not true. We beat them again in the regular season. Our streak actually began a couple of years later.
Got it.
But that playoff win was obviously magical. The following year, so this is 2011, we're trying to make the playoffs for a third straight year. That's when the Jets and Giants went into that game on Christmas Eve, basically in the same place. And that's why I had this hope of, hey, just win this game. Why won't we go on a run? We do it all the time. Like, almost this confidence.
Well, it's just you believe it because you'd seen it the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So why not?
Why not?
Do it again.
And then they lost.
Who we are.
And isn't that kind of Met fans right now? Like, let's just get hot. We'll be like
then
last
Then you lost
year.
And then you haven't been to the playoffs since.
That is correct.
Wow.
One winning season, too, by the way, Teague. One.
Really?
Yeah, one.
I thought it was just missing the playoffs.
It was missing the playoffs every single year and one winning season. You know the winning season?
No.
2015, 10 wins with Todd Bowles year one. Lost the final week of the year in Buffalo against the Bills. Mm. And they have been under 500 since. So they've been under 500 every year since 16.
And how many coaches?
How many coaches? It was Todd Bowles. It was Adam Gase.
Since 11.
Oh, since 11?
Yeah.
Well, Rex got fired into Bowles, into Gase, into Saleh, into this.
So this is the fourth head coach.
Yeah, they've actually been pretty patient with the head coaches.
It's not as many as I thought it was going to be.
The Jets.
I mean, the Giants have had that many in many less years.
No, I know. Because the Jets get a misnomer that they're not patient. Like, Rex got a lot of time.
Yeah.
4 years of failing football after the back-to-back title games. Then they gave Todd Bowles 15, 16, 17, 18. They gave him 4 years.
Right.
They only gave Gase 2 years, but I think that was obvious.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of talked his way out of it himself.
Well, I think
talking about failing the quarterback and everything.
His eyes kind of did that.
True. That was on opening day, but still.
And then think about Saleh. 21, 22, 23, and then parts of 24.
Mm-hmm.
So they've actually been patient with their crappy coaches. Let's go to Gene in Smithtown. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. You had to remind me about that 2011 diehard Jet fan. Had to spend Christmas Eve with my wife's family, who's an old Giant fan.
Oh, God.
And all I just see that 80-yard return by Cruz.
99.
Sure change it.
Whatever it was.
Right.
But it was everyone.
One of the 13 99-yard receiving plays in NFL history.
Kyle Wilson. Yeah, good attempt, yeah, Kyle. We love you.
You bum.
Obviously, Stearns mentioned about Tong and you know, I know you've mentioned about Nolan McClain. They were calling him like 2 years ago. They were calling him Cowboy Ohtani. Somebody was. I read that. But wouldn't mind to see either of them. I know Tong's in double A, but
right.
Hey, you know, I mean, last year we had all these gimmicks. We had all these kind of things kind of coming out of nowhere. You know, I think that wouldn't be a bad idea. Something coming out of nowhere a little bit.
Well, you need for the Yankees and the Mets.
But it's got to be authentic, I think.
No, I agree. It's not always a prospect, but you do need coming out of nowhere performances to have a great year. Like
I think he was talking about like the grimace and the all those things.
No, I think he's talking about a young player contributing, which is what happened last year. I mean, Mark Vientos is a big part of why they had the season that they had, or in the veteran case, Jose Iglesias having a career season. And like you need surprise performances to have a good year, and sometimes it's prospects that you call up that make a big impact. Michael Conforto back in 2015, or sometimes it's a guy out of nowhere. Remember Shane Spencer back in 1998? Where sometimes it's a veteran like Mariano Duncan in 1996. I do agree with that. And if you've got young pieces that could potentially help you where you have a need, why wouldn't you give it a try? Doesn't make sense not to. Lindsay in Florida. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
I just want to ask, do we think that Marte is going first because of the lefties on the Yankees?
The lefties on the Yankees? Hmm. You mean tonight it's against the... Oh, because they're facing Jose Quintana. So yeah. What does that have to do with the Yankees?
Because they're facing the Yankees in 2 days. Is that why they have two lefty pitchers against them?
Oh, because they're going to face Rodon and Fried. I don't think it has anything to do with the Yankee lefties. I think it has to do with lefties. Like, and I give Tiki credit because he said this before the show, that Nimmo's numbers against lefties are a little bit worse this year. Mm-hmm. So would you put a different option against a left-handed starter? But to Lindsay's point, the Yankees are throwing two lefties this weekend against the Mets. So the Mets are about to face three left-handed starters in 4 days,
right?
Which I think means Starling Marte is going to lead off.
Right, Stroman the only one that's not.
Yes.
So Nimmo will likely lead off tomorrow, but then it'll be Marte.
I would assume so. I mean, think about it. If you are taking Lindor out of the leadoff spot, which Mendy did yesterday, and it did work, who is the leadoff hitter against lefties? You could stick with Brandon Nimmo. You have every right to do that. But if you're going to go to a right-handed bat, you're probably going to go with who is batting second. Like, this has basically turned into a flip-flop between second and Lindor.
Yeah.
And the Mets were running a platoon on who is batting second between Nimmo and Marte. So if you follow that, Mendy's going to just continue that path against lefty starters.
Just slip the spot.
Then, yes, I think it would be Marte not only today against Quintana, but against the Yankees on Saturday and Sunday. Reed is in Yonkers. Hey, Reed.
Oh, yes. How you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
What's up?
Good. While I was on hold, you gave me a great segue in what I wanted to talk about.
All right.
A minute. Wiffle ball, I think, was one of the top five. Is that right?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. And, yeah, I always like wiffle ball. When that reminds me, when Stanton was hurt, we kept hearing that he was swinging a bat, but they didn't tell us what kind of bat he was swinging. It could have been a wiffle ball bat. Right?
You know what you reminded me of, Reed?
That's funny.
Which is completely unrelated to what you said, so I apologize, but you gave me an idea. Do you guys remember early in the baseball season, like really early in the baseball season, when the Yankees were pounding all those runs against the Brewers? The talk of the town was
the torpedo bat.
Okay. And there was controversy around, well, Stanton... Did he use a torpedo bat? Did that lead to the injury? Is Stanton going to use a torpedo bat? It was like a kind of a mini big deal.
Right.
And Stanton's back. Is he using a torpedo bat? Does anyone know?
Stanton! He has been. Yes.
He's using a torpedo bat.
So it was literally discussed on his first broadcast when he was back.
So they did address it. Okay, yes. I must have missed that. Yes. Okay. So he is going to the torpedo bat.
Right, but as we found out quickly with those torpedo bats, not all torpedo bats are created the same.
Right, they're built based on, I guess, where you mostly hit the baseball. So they move it around to where that little area should be. By the way, remember when it was helping Anthony Volpe?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, first you got to put the bat on the ball for it to actually happen.
That is a big part of it. Dino is in South Plainfield. Hey, Dino.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good.
Before I go to my point... Evan, hit him gem for a European trip. You got to make a stop in Montenegro or Albania. That's a great place to stop. Mediterranean Sea, beautiful.
Never been there.
Beautiful mountain area, everything.
All right.
So to my point, as far as the framing, I mean, ever since I've watched baseball and going back to the early 80s, that's always been like a catcher's tool to frame. So I think the main issue is like they're not teaching everything that comprises a catcher, which includes framing, which includes stopping the ball. I think they're just focusing on one thing. I think that's the main issue. I don't think the main issue is just framing. They've always been framing. I mean, even Keeter Nenez and Rondalli always talk about it.
Yeah, I think they've always done it, and it's always been an art, and it's always been a thing. Now it's become such an overemphasis, and that's the problem.
Right.
Like, we now have stats to define it. We now have rankings, and guys' skills at blocking balls in the dirt are directly being affected by the fact that framing has become the priority. So you're not wrong that it's always been there. Like, a lot of things have always been there.
Right.
But we're viewing it very differently, and I think in a lot of ways it's hurt the game. The Yankee lineup has come out. When we come back, we'll examine it. Sean is not happy with the Yankee lineup. So we'll all play a game together. The Yankees are playing Toronto, obviously. Final game of the four-game series. Clark Schmidt against Chris Bassitt tonight. And Sean has told me he does not like the New York Yankees lineup. So I'm looking at the lineup right now to see what he would possibly not like. Here it is. Trent Grisham is leading off in center.
Ugh. I know what he doesn't like.
Ben Rice is batting second at first base. Aaron Judge is DHing and batting third. Cody Bellinger is the cleanup hitter in right. Jazz Chisholm at third base batting fifth. Jason Dominguez is in left field batting sixth. Anthony Volpe, the shortstop, seventh. Austin Wells is catching and batting eighth. And Oswald Peraza is batting ninth and playing second base. So my couple of things that jump out at me is he doesn't like that Grisham's playing, but the odd man out in this whole thing is really Paul Goldschmidt.
Is it?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
Because Stanton is not playing, Goldie is not playing, DJ is not playing, and he's got Peraza at second with Chisholm at third. So just a couple of guesses here. Number one, it's an important game. You want to play Giancarlo. That's one guess. The other guess is if Peraza and Jazz are both going to play, why not move Jazz back to second base? I don't know if that's what you get nuts about.
I mean, it kind of is, but whatever. It's neither here nor there. You can fix it after the All-Star break.
That's not the big thing you don't think Sean is mad about? What's the big thing he's mad about? No Giancarlo?
Before you guys guess.
Yeah, we're guessing.
Okay, I just wanted to state two things. I'm mad about multiple things.
Okay.
However, there is one thing that Aaron Boone is getting universally crushed for because he commented on it.
From this lineup?
Yes, correct.
Is it not playing Stanton?
No, here's where we'll go. Number one, my biggest issue is not playing Stanton.
Okay. No, I'm just guessing. Because, like, I'm not saying I love the lineup. I'm trying to figure out what you guys are really annoyed about.
Let's connect all the pieces. Is not leading off.
Well, let's connect all the pieces. That's another, whatever. I knew they were going to try to get Grisham back in this lineup. I understand wanting to give Judge a day off his feet. That's fine. The biggest issue the Yankees continue to have with these lineups, and we saw it when they pre-said Volpe was going to get a day off a couple weeks ago, is they have this like week-long plan, and then they don't go with instinct and gut. Stanton awoke last night, hit a big home run. You've lost three in a row. Maybe you want to try to build on that, not now turn around and sit him the day after.
Right.
Bothers me, especially because you need all bats on deck to get swept here. That's number one. That pissed me off.
I agree with you, by the way.
Okay. And that's, again, they stick to the books, and that bothers me. The thing that he's getting killed for is that Oswald Peraza's playing because they've sat DJ LeMahieu, and they put him at second base with Jazz Chisholm staying at third base.
Yes.
Aaron Boone was asked about this pregame, and of all the pregame quotes I've seen Aaron Boone give, I can't remember a time the fan base is completely revolted on him pregame. His comment was, I don't want to just move them back and forth and do that necessarily in that former fashion. Who's them? Just Jazz? Because Peraza plays third base and shortstop primarily and barely plays.
He means Jazz.
Yeah, okay. And Jazz just got done this week saying, I'm a second baseman. He also has proven he can handle moving like he did this year from second to third. So for a night where you're not playing your best offensive team, you can't tell me you are when you're sitting Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, but Giancarlo Stanton, just so you know, has played two games, day off. Two games, day off. That's just what they've done.
Mm-hmm. I understand their plan. I'm saying sometimes you got to scrap plans and try to ride a hot hand. But when you're not going to go with your best offensive team, how do you not go with your best defensive team? Like, the infield defense, a mess.
So I'll answer that, not as a defense, but as a, this is what they've been thinking. When they initially moved Jazz Chisholm to third base, the thinking was, it's still a new position for him. Let's not screw around with him. Let him just play third base.
Yeah, but
and so moving him back to second would contradict what they said earlier.
Yeah, but hold on. He played second earlier this year.
No, but once he got hurt,
right,
when he came back from the injured list, they basically announced he's going to play third base. We had a whole discussion about it. Sean's idea was, they think it's going to be easier to trade for a second baseman or whatever.
Right, which was a good thought.
Right, but their reasoning at the time was they didn't want to jerk Jazz back between the two positions when he's learning third base. So while I agree with you, their best defensive alignment is Jazz at second, Peraza at third, it's consistent with what they told us when Jazz came off the IL.
It's idiotic what they told us because Jazz, it's actually almost insulting to Jazz if we're being real. He has above and beyond done what this team has asked and proven he could handle it. He came traded here last year, jumped to third base, no problem. With the Marlins, he tried center field, went back to second base. Jazz Chisholm is the one guy in this lineup that you have to give credit for. Does whatever the team asks, no questions asked, and has proven he can handle it. For one night in Toronto, you think it's a big deal? I'm not talking about you. I'm saying the Yankees, that you're asking Jazz to move back and forth to second. He'll go back and play third tomorrow and be a pro about it and be fine.
Well, he shouldn't.
It's absurd.
But the thing that makes it so dumb is he shouldn't go back to third. He should be the second baseman.
Yes.
And Peraza and LeMahieu should play third.
Yes.
That's it.
You guys are dumb.
I mean, that's where I stand. Now,
right,
to your Stanton point, I want to back you up with something because, Tiki, you mentioned, hey, come on, this is the way they handle Giancarlo.
Right.
And you are right.
They're analyticing this.
Yeah, but here's where we're going to differ. And actually, you and I had an argument about this 2 years ago. One of our first arguments was something very similar. Aaron Judge was coming off the IL.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to play every day. And you're like, dude, the guy just came off the IL. They got to take the time with it. And my argument to you is something very similar I'm going to bring up now, which is, hey, dude, these are big games. And you're like, but it's August. And I said, I get it, but they're big games.
And that was even later. This is July.
The reason tonight is a big game is because it's a division rival. It's a division rival that may sweep you. And tiebreakers matter.
Yeah.
Like, we can minimize it and laugh about it. They matter. Like, right now, the Yankees and Blue Jays are tied for first place. But you know what really it means? The Blue Jays are in first place because they have the tiebreaker. So tonight's game is a huge swing in tiebreak world.
Right.
So tonight's game's a much bigger deal than tomorrow night's game.
Right. A month ago, this wouldn't have mattered. Same series, it wouldn't have mattered because they were so far ahead in the division.
Right.
Seven-plus game, whatever it was. It wouldn't have mattered. Now it matters.
And that's why, and I'm not saying this as a Met fan, and you guys are like, yeah, you just don't want to play Stanton. Forget the Mets for a second, even though I'm wearing my floppy hat. Tonight's more important than tomorrow. I'm sorry, it just is. Like, I know you want to brag to your friends and brag to your cousins, we beat you, blah, blah, blah. A swing game in your division, when tiebreakers matter, matters a lot more than an interleague game against the Mets.
Where they don't even have a starting pitcher, by the way.
Right. So I would say, you know what? Our plan was to sit Stanton. How about we play him tonight? It is Toronto. It's a big game. He's starting to hit. I know, Judgey, you want a day off your feet. Let's do that tomorrow. We're going to do it tomorrow because, A, the Mets may use a batting machine to pitch. And, B, the game doesn't matter as much as this game.
Yeah.
So that would be where I agree with you, and I think that you got to, if you're the Yankees, realize sometimes certain games matters more than others.
It's a momentum sport, too. You know, I get the plans and the analytics and everything, but at some point, you got to have a little feel for people. You know what I mean? Instead of books and numbers.
No, I agree.
And the people aspect is, Stanton finally got off the shine with a home run last night. Smacked the crap out of the ball.
Right.
You need to win this game tonight. Don't sit him now just because the pre-week determination was that.
At least they didn't sit Jason Dominguez.
I agree.
Because that's what I thought that they were going to, what they were going to do.
I thought so too, and I'm happy they're not, and that's all good and plenty. But still, you know, all right, I live with Goldschmidt. He had a couple hits last night. To me, this was not the night to sit
Stanton. I think it's completely overrated. Never been a big fan of Good and Plenty. Were you a big fan of Good and Plenty?
I don't even know if I...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Know what they taste like.
They're like black licorice and Mike
I know,
and
I but form. I don't know if I know what they taste like.
Oh, I could feel it on my tongue now.
You know why you don't know? Because you tried it at a young age. It was terrible, and you never tried it again.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right.
They're not good, and there is plenty because nobody eats them.
Are they still even in production?
Yeah, look at any 70-year-old's Halloween bit.
John is calling from Rockland. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to stress a point. You know, Aaron Boone is just a puppet there. He's not a winner. He's there as manager because he got that big home run that he hit against the Red Sox to get the Yankees into the World Series. The guy is 13-27 since 2020, doesn't know how to produce a run in extra innings. So what's that telling you? I would fire the guy. I would, if George Steinbrenner was alive today, if Steinbrenner was alive today, he would be gone. Let's face it.
Wow, if Steinbrenner was alive, Cashman would have been fired 12 times too.
Right. Right. You can't fire him. He's not. He went to the World Series a year ago.
No, you could fire him.
No, you can't.
Well, of course you can.
You can, but
I'm
you
not saying you should, but you absolutely can.
You can, but you shouldn't.
I don't think it would
change. You're just frustrated.
Well, yeah, I don't think it would change anything. Like, you could fire him because it's baseball and you could make any argument you want, the fundamentals, this, that, the lineup, whatever. But I don't know if anything would necessarily change. And I think sometimes what we do is it's just easy to blame the manager. It's just easy to say it's the manager's fault. When the reality is, it's the player's fault. Mm. It's the roster's fault. But in terms of being mad about tonight, you have every right to be. I agree with Sean about the Stanton thing. And I kind of agree with the Jazz thing. Like, it's gotten to the point where it's sort of ridiculous in how they're handling their defense. Yes, they don't want Jazz bouncing back and forth. Yep. If that's how you feel, can you move him back to his better position then?
You don't want to bounce him back. Put him where he's best.
Yes.
Which is second.
And tell DJ LeMahieu and Oswald Peraza, you're going to play third base because eventually we're going to trade for a third baseman. And they will. I'm telling you they will now. I've been wrong about DJ. I argued with you and Sean, you know what? He's going to produce. He's going to give you something. He really hasn't. And so I think the Yankees, even if it's not the upgrade you want, like it may not be Eugenio Suarez, it may not be something monumental, they are going to bring in a baseball player that's better than DJ LeMahieu.
Thank goodness. I can only hope. No, just scour the Atlantic League, you'll find one.
Tommy in Brookfield. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
What's up?
First, before I get to my point, 40-year listener. I mean, I was there on day one when transferred over from WNBC over to the Fan and listening to Imus and Charles. And, I was there when Mike came up and Mad Dog, and I remember one of their first broadcasts where Mad Dog left broadcast screaming, "No, Mikey, come back! Mike hung up the phone. But the point I wanted to get to is, Evan, you said something about 5 or 10 minutes ago that just blew me away.
Go ahead.
I screamed, yes, yes. And that was that your favorite movie was The Planet of the Apes.
Absolutely.
The original.
That is my favorite movie too, Evan.
It is.
Cornelius.
Oh, yes. Those are the ones.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cornelius. Well, here's my question to you. My question to you as someone who shares this love of Planet of the Apes. My son does as well, who's right now in the producer area, making believe he's playing Major League Baseball.
Bouncing off the walls.
I got Jet, my 8-year-old, into Planet of the Apes. Yep. He loves it too. And even the new series. Are you a fan of the new series?
Oh yeah. I've watched every one at least 2 or 3 times, 5 times, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great cuz I think the new series they created, it's very difficult to take a classic movie and then like make a new series and make it awesome. But I actually watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes 2 days ago cuz now my youngest son, who's only 4, said, "Dad, I want to watch Planet of the Apes. I want to watch Planet of the Apes." And I'm like, I think he's going to be too scared. He's 4.
Right.
So
it's not that scary.
When you're 4 years
old. It's intriguing scary. When you're not like scary scary.
When you're 4 years old and you see, especially the art that they used in 1968, that ape and they're torturing a human, you don't think as a 4-year-old you'd be a little bit scared?
So he wants to watch the original.
He did. But I convinced him, let's watch Rise, because Rise is a really regular movie.
Yes.
They do the training on the apes, all that kind of stuff. They become smart at the end, right. You know. I'm home.
Was Rise the one where they started fighting? The apes started fighting?
Sort of. They basically fought for their freedom to get...
No. Each other.
No. That's the next one. So
that's
they made
the next one. That's the one that gets a little...
It gets crazy.
It gets a little crazy.
Oh, in fact, so they go Rise, which is like a normal movie. James Franco's in it. And they set up how the apes are going to get smart, the simian flu, all that. The next one is a little bit more violent.
It's a lot more violent.
The third one, because the second one is called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and the third one is War.
Yeah.
That thing is violent.
Yeah, the war is where they're outside.
Yeah.
And they're up on the perch, and then... It gets violent.
No doubt. In fact, never showed Jet that one because me and Mom were like, we're not showing them that. Mm. And we jumped to the one that came out less than a year ago, which is Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Where they jump 1,000 years.
Right. And that's the one with the, what's the girl? She's like running in the, and they, I forget her name.
Yeah, I forget her name too. The actress. And they set up to do more.
Yeah.
Like the way it ended, like the series is going to continue. So yeah, I'm glad I blew the that old guy or that older gentleman's mind with loving Planet of the Apes. Because yes. Even if I was born in 1983, my favorite movie is from 1968. What, did I say something disrespectful there?
No.
Older gentleman, I apologize.
Yeah.
Well, he went through his history.
No, you're right.
He listened to the station change.
You got 38 years ago. Yeah,
you got to mind. That's all important.
Oh, I get what you think. All right. Disgusting.
You're so bad.
Dylan is calling from Bayshore. Good afternoon, Dylan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
Long-time listener. So initially, I wanted to call and talk about the Yankees and the Mets. They each get one move to make it the deadline. But before we get into that, I was listening to Sean being upset about the Yankees lineup tonight. And the one thing that drives me nuts, Evan, that you hit on, it's like there's never any urgency if it's not September or, you know, the end of August. Mm. Like, where is the urgency? They blew a huge lead in the division. They clearly have the most talent on their team out of any of the teams in the division. And they just, like, they try and glaze through the summer. And it's frustrating as hell as a fan to watch.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we talked about this last year. And this whole laissez-faire, because that would be discounting, I think, the professionalism of Aaron Boone and this team. But perceptually, it's laissez-faire. Like, yeah, we'll be all right. You go to these stretches, it'll be fine. I'm never yelling at anybody. It's never anybody's fault. Maybe the one time he sat down Gleyber Torres a year ago was one of those issues where it became...
Time out. When you refer to Gleyber Torres, we show respect. We call him the starting second baseman for the American League All-Star team.
Starting second baseman for the American League All-Star team on the current best team in the American League that I, Tiki Barber, predicted at the beginning of the season, Gleyber Torres.
That's right.
Other than that move where he sat him down, I was like, he just kind of let guys get away with everything. And did it matter in the regular season? No, it didn't. Because what happened? They got to the ALCS and ultimately to the World Series. But once they got to the ALCS, and more importantly, in the World Series, that laissez-faireness, it started to creep into play. And all of a sudden, we're having this conversation about, well, maybe if you would address this earlier, you don't try to flip the switch, which doesn't work, by the way, in sports. I know people say it happens. Oh, they'll turn it on when they get to the playoffs. Oh, they'll figure it out once they get into games that matter. It doesn't work that way,
right?
You are what you repeatedly do in practice. And so if you're just kind of okay with mediocrity, guess what? When it matters, you might be mediocre. And that's exactly what happened with the Yankees a year ago. And I think that's what this caller was just talking about that frustrates the hell out of you when you look at the Yankees, because history has shown you that all of this laissez-faireness is going to come back to bite you.
No, I get that. It's a great point. I also look at 162 is a long season, and I think that there are times where we need to take a step back and say, all right, you're managing for the 162.
Yes.
The reason you're not using Luke Weaver a third straight day or Edwin Diaz a third straight day is you're looking at the big picture, and I agree with that. I understand that. I also think, and I've said this to you a lot so far in the first 2 months, not a lot, but every once in a while, I say, hey, this game matters just a little bit more.
No, it definitely does, and by the way,
this one does.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.